The Philadelphia Flower Show is running through the weekend at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's the largest indoor flower show in the world, and a couple hundred thousand visitors are drawn like native pollinators to a perfect meadow. I am a very casual gardener and a botany nerd, but I've never been, so I turn for advice to my guest, Mike McGrath. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You may know Mike McGrath from the popular PBS and public radio show You Bet Your Garden, produced right here at the Rodale Institute Radio Studios at Lehigh Valley Public Media. Mike is a guru of the garden, a maven of the manure pile. He's been doing this a long time. Do you visit the flower show every year?
Yes, I do. My first flower show visit, I was approximately 7 or 8 years old, which would have been around 59 or 1960.
Wow.
And my mother took me, and I can remember, it was at the old Civic Center in Philadelphia back then. So you got on this escalator, and it didn't seem like anything was happening. You were looking at a concrete wall, and then all of a sudden, the flower show would come into view, and they always had thousands of stinky hyacinths at the bottom of the escalator.
So you were just enveloped in this perfume.
The smell, the light, the color, it was it. You know, it is an image that a child that age is never going to lose.
It's Proust's Madeleine for you.
Yeah.
Now, there's a theme every year.
Yes.
I understand the theme this year is Riviera Holiday.
That is correct. We're taking you to the Mediterranean to see all the plants that grow in this wonderful microclimate, you know, things like figs and true cypress. And one of the things that happened during the planning of the show is Monaco asked to be very heavily involved.
Wow.
So, and of course, Monaco, there's the Philadelphia connection with Grace Kelly, who became Princess Grace.
Oh.
So it's almost like we could have called it a trip to Monaco.
I love that. It's not just a trip to the garden store. It's something meant to blow your mind.
It meant to blow your mind, to stagger your imagination. It's not you're going to go home and try to grow a true cypress tree, which only grows in the Mediterranean. But you're going to go home and think about, I'd like to visit the French Riviera.
Wow.
I'd like to go to Morocco. I would like to spend time in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, and your houseplants are something that kind of bring the rest of the world right into your home. Tell me about competitive gardening. Because that's something I have never literally thought about.
Well, the flower show is essentially composed of three different levels, so to speak. We have the major exhibits. And then, again, you have the things that the local EPA and the local extension service, master gardeners, high school kids. And then you have the competitive classes in what's called the hort court.
Mm-hmm.
And I urge people not to visit the competitive classes because
really?
You will never grow a house plant again. You will walk out of there 6 inches tall. I mean,
they're just perfect specimen
plants.
They're just
absolutely perfect. Some of them are 50, 60 years old. You'll see orange trees that are as full and as nice as ones that are growing in San Diego now. Orchids to blow you away.
Let me ask you pro tips for a first-time casual visitor like me.
Buy your ticket in advance,
okay,
online right now because we're in the middle of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I want you to buy a membership to PHS, the presenting organization, the Pennsylvania Horticultural
sure.
Society. But for now, buy your tickets in advance and do not get there early. Everybody thinks they're going to beat the crowds by getting there early.
Ah.
9 o'clock in the morning, 300 buses show up from all over the East Coast and sometimes further.
Okay. Let them work their way through.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, the buses start to pull out. So you plan to arrive at 3.
Huh.
Wander around for an hour, get your bearings. Get your hand stamped because you can go in and out of the building. So get your hand stamped, go outside and get something to eat.
This is the way to make a day of it.
Exactly right. And then you wander back into the flower show. In between 5 and 6 o'clock, the place begins to truly empty out. And the show is open till 9 o'clock that night.
This is extreme smelling the roses, and it sounds like a very enjoyable time.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have a good time at the flower show, you weren't paying attention.
Mike McGrath is the creator and host of the PBS and public radio show You Bet Your Garden, heard Saturdays at 12 and Sundays at 11 here on WLVR.